Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. It is entirely fitting and proper that we scrape together $85 billion by defunding federal programs that, quote, show no results, according to the current director of the Office of the Federal Budget, such as Meals on Wheels, school lunch programs, and health care for poor people, and give it to the Defense Department, because unlike those loser programs, the Defense Department always gets results. If you have any doubts about this, let me just give you three examples that should set you straight. One, the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter Program has already made America proud by achieving the rank of the most expensive military program in the history of the world. At $1 trillion, this project accounts for fully 1/20 of the U.S. national debt. But thanks to the Pentagon managers and the defense contractors who refuse to pinch pennies when it comes to national defense, the F-35 is a shining example of what money can do. The F-35 has 276 critical deficiencies that must be fixed before the craft can be considered ready for duty. And an average of 20 more such deficiencies are being discovered every month. The software package that controls the plane's functions in combat is not yet capable of a few things, such as tracking moving objects on the ground, detecting incoming enemy radar signals, or firing the 25mm machine guns. Now, that may be a good thing, because it turns out that when the cannon doors open for firing, the aircraft yaws suddenly to the left, making it unlikely the gun will hit what it was aimed at. The aircraft is capable of carrying and deploying 2 air-to-air missiles, long-range, useless in a dogfight, and 2, count them, 2, bombs. This is about as much ammunition as a Piper Cub could carry. The aircraft's helmet, which features the world's most advanced heads-up display and aiming controller, often displays more targets than exist, and often can't hit what the pilot is aiming at. Despite all this and much, much more, the Air Force declared the aircraft ready for deployment last year. The Marines activated a squadron of them and sent them to Japan, where they are trying grimly to get them airborne once in a while. 1 month later, the Air Force grounded all its F-35s pending further developments. Example number 2, the USS Zumwalt is to the sea what the F-35 is to the air, a fabulously expensive tribute to military intelligence. The promise was that this supersized, hard-to-detect destroyer with a tiny crew would give the United States dominance of the world's oceans at a bargain price. So far, this is what we've learned. Forget the bargain price. Initial estimates were that the ships would cost $1.34 billion, and we would build 32 of them. The first one cost $7 billion, about what we spent for our last aircraft carrier, and we can only afford 3 of them. Of the 11 critical technologies required to make this vessel work, only 3 are, and I'm sure they chose this word carefully, mature. The promise that this smart ship would require a crew of only 95, compared with the usual 500 or so, was never studied or realized. The present vessel has 147 hands on deck, and everyone is praying nothing goes wrong with the ship and that it never has to do any fighting. The ship's advanced gun system delivers 24 pounds of explosives in a 155-millimeter shell to a target 60 to 80 miles away. And not another ship. It can't do that. And it costs $800,000 per round. It is so expensive that practice is unthinkable and combat may be unaffordable. The round it replaced, which delivered 24 pounds of explosive, with slightly less range and accuracy, costs $700. Launched last October in Maine, the ship sprung a leak trying to get to nearby Norfolk, Virginia. And later, heading for its new home port in California, the ship lost power. Both of its propeller drive shafts seized up entirely in the Panama Canal and had to be towed to safety. Example number three, littoral combat ships. Littoral. Fast, shallow draft vessels for close-to-shore fighting are a dream at which the Navy has been throwing money for more than a decade. $500 million later, one prototype vessel launched in 2006 rides at anchor, unused and unusable. So, obviously, the solution to all these problems is to throw more money at them, which, apparently, is what we are going to do. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.